Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
So today we have a guest with us. I don't know if you want to introduce yourself.
I can introduce myself. My name's George Oakes. I am the host of a podcast called Rights and Wrongs Podcast. I'm here talking with you, these two lovely hosts, talking about giving some advice to young adults. I'm originally from the Boston area. I have an undergraduate in criminal justice and a master's in human rights and international politics. I've also served in the Marines. So I've had a really kind of crazy life since I was about your guys' age.
Okay, so let me just start with the question. So you can kind of introduce the topic that you want to talk about.
Oh, so the topic I proposed to speak on this is, I know with a lot of people when you're just in high school and trying to looking forward, or even in college for myself, when you're a young adult, whether it be girl, boy, or however you see yourself, you don't really sure how the future's going to go, and there seems to be a lot of different ways that society wants to push you. I know I fell into the whole entire trap of what's proper masculine. Like, I was studying to be a welder, then I joined the Marines, became an electrical engineer. Then I was like, oh, I have to be this big tough guy that drives a truck, and then went down this whole entire rabbit hole. But then I realized that going back, it's like it doesn't really matter. Like, you just be who you are. Because, like, even though the fact that I enjoy going out and doing shooting sports, I also love the ballet. I love to go to art museums. I do stained glass windows myself. I read poetry. I do some writing, and it's just making sure that as you go on your journey, like, that you can take aspects of parts of culture that you like, but make sure you don't lose yourself along the way, and that there is no right path along your journey, because I'm still on my journey.
Yeah, I really get that. Also, you really do have an interesting life.
Yeah, you do.
Well, it's funny. I don't really think of my life being all that interesting. I look at my friends' lives that are kind of being crazy. As you notice, as you're going to get older, it's you just kind of do things. Or the best way I can always give people advice is, you have two different kinds of people. Like, I'm always kind of jealous of my sister, because my sister's known that she's a nurse. But she's always known she's wanted to work in medicine her entire life since she was 7 years old. She's my older sister, and she's just always been kind of the person, like, I'm gonna go to this college, I'm gonna do this thing, I'm gonna be here, and work at this hospital. And, like, for the most part, like, her track's been very straight line forward. I'm kind of one of those people that I never know what I wanted to do. So, like, when I got to high school, I'm like, oh, there's a culinary department, I'm gonna learn that. Year after that, I'm like, don't really want to do this. Okay, there's a welding department, I'll go into that. Oh, okay, this is kind of cool. My buddy goes, what are we doing after high school? It's like, he's like, I'm gonna join the Marines. I'm like, okay, I'll do that. Got out of that. Other friends, what are you doing to get out of the Marines? I don't know. What are you doing? Oh, when you said to go to college for criminal justice, like, I'll go try that. And then it just kind of, you just gotta, I'm just one of those people that I just kind of try things, and I find things that I don't like and the things that I do like. And I don't, the reason I don't always find my life to be interesting is just kind of, you ever see the movie Yes Man?
I don't think I have.
Oh, it has Jim Carrey in it. It's a class, it just basically, it's you can't really judge something till you try it, and that's not an excuse to go do horrible things. Like, I'm not saying, like, but no, there is kind of truth to, I think the biggest misconception that a lot of colleges push without really meaning to is that, like, you have to have your life planned out by the time you're 14, where in truth it's like, how are you supposed to know what you're doing at 14? Like, you only really have 10 years of memories at that point, and you're trying to decide the rest of your life based off that one decade.
I know. I'm also the kind of person, I really don't know what I want to do. But I guess that kind of leads to the first question. So the first question is, what do you do?
Oh, what do I currently do? What do I currently do? Currently, I am unemployed, but that's just due to the nature of the beast of the pandemic at the moment, because my degree is human rights and international politics. And without getting too much into politics, our last administration was not all that friendly to the human rights field. And so there's not a lot of work going on that way. And also you're having a lot of issues. Like I currently live in Scotland. So even though I'm American, I currently live in the United Kingdom, but I have to deal with some immigration issues just because they're not looking to hire non-UK residents at the moment, just because they're having hiring issues. So they're putting their people at the front of the line for a lot of it things. And like, that's just how things are going. Like in the United States, it's probably the same way, or Japan or Germany. It's like, they have to make sure their own people of their own nation have a job before they can fill it up with an immigrant, for lack of a better word.
So, what are some goals or things that you have achieved?
So I have been blessed and cursed to achieve all the goals that I ever set for myself when I was your when I was about your age. I wanted to get a motorcycle license. I wanted to join the military. I wanted to travel the country, like leave the United States. I looked at it like own a car, own a motorcycle. Like these are things that, like, when you're 14 years old, you're setting like a goal for yourself. You're like, yeah, like that's what I want. And like then have a job and buy a car and get my own apartment. And I've been blessed to the fact that I've been able to do all those things. But then that's also kind of a curse, though, because like once you do all that and you don't set n new goals for yourself, you can kind of get lost. So it's interesting because goal setting is a good, important thing. I was fortunate enough to reach all my young goals when I was younger, but it's also like there's a lot of goals that I didn't fulfill either. Because like once I finished my bachelor's degree in criminal justice, I'm like, I'll just become a cop, or I'll like go, I wanted to be a white collar and get into art crime. But that's kind of been privatized in the United States. So I'm like, okay, I'll just become a regular cop. And then I realized I didn't really want to be one due to all the issues that are going on right now, that I don't really agree with how a lot of law enforcement's handling something. Some law enforcement agencies are handling things really well, other ones not so well. And that's when I kind of shift gears, and that's how I got into human rights, just because I'd never heard of it till I saw it for a master's. Well, I've heard of human rights, but like a degree in it, I never heard of. And it was just kind of a whim that I applied to a university here in the UK and they accepted me.
So, is
That's
there a
cool.
specific reason why you got into human rights?
Well, it's kind of a strange thing. I'm not sure what you two are studying right now, but I never studied human rights when I was in high school or undergrad. But when I, well, I did study in undergrad. I took an elective on genocide, and they spoke about this thing called the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And I just remember seeing that. And like the last time I've heard this word is like when we were sending us off to war to, like, because I served in Afghanistan and like fight for human rights. And it was just like, okay, there's this thing they sent us to go fight and potentially die for, but I don't know what it is. But Naomi, you had a question?
No, I do. Right now, I don't.
Okay, so have there been like any specific things that you've done to get to where you are and all the things that you've done?
Any specific, are you like saying like any preparatory things or just?
Yeah, just like something that you believe really helped you to get to where you are.
Well, I think a lot of it was I don't like to fail. Like, it's a strange thing that like people that knew me when I was younger are going to say that, because I fail at a lot of things, but I don't like to fail at big things. Like if I want to do something, whether or not I enjoy it or not, like I'm going to finish it. And I think like it's just pure determination, even for good or bad, which kind of helped me. But a lot of it was also just kind of like proving a lot of systems wrong. I'm not sure if you are familiar with what dyslexia is. So I have dyslexia, and when I was in elementary school, the state of Massachusetts, I think they just finally, like a couple of years ago, they finally recognized it in the state of Massachusetts. Before that, I was labeled as mildly retarded. The fact that like dyslexia wasn't a thing, like I should be, like I basically just classified that I shouldn't be in the classes that I was in, or like the fact that I was able to do some of the classes that I was, which proving that I was faking that I had a learning disability. So a lot of that kind of also I think, fused my mindset into being a lot more aggressive to finishing things, because when you're told you can't do something and then you do it, it's kind of, I don't know, it just, I don't want to like say it's like revenge or vengeful or the spite, but a lot of times when I complete things, it's kind of out, was when I was younger, it was out of spite, just because they said I couldn't do it, so then I did it.
Yeah. So do you have, well, from what you've said, I'm not really sure if this question really applies, but do you have any plans or something that you want to do in the future?
So my, personally, I would love to work within the United Nations or Interpol or some international body and helping set policy and bringing the United States into the international realm, just because I know a lot of Americans.
Okay, so the next question is, do you like what you're doing right now, or would you like to change it?
Well, I guess that's kind of a strange thing, because I enjoy my field, because like I said, currently I'm right now in between jobs at the moment, just because of the nature of the field. I kind of wish I was in a better field that had a little bit more of a stable income. However, this is the most interesting time to get be in international politics and human rights. It's kind of sad, because whenever it's an interesting time for human rights, it means there's a lot of people in the world suffering, which is a sad thing. But at the same point, when I, my other part of my degree is international relation, well, international politics. And it's a fascinating time going in between two presidencies, well, administrations. We're going to see how the new administration under Biden's going to be, but you're looking at two different worlds for an international. I'm sure you guys talk about this in your Model UN course, about like how single administrations or new regime changes in nation, like one nation, can change the history of the rest of the world. And I'm fascinated, and I'm really honored and privileged to be in this field now, where I feel like I have endless possibilities to help create a better future and hopefully not make a mistake. Yeah. Somehow.
Yeah.
Create the domino that ends all civilization as we know it. I hope that's the best way to answer the question.
No, yeah, it's fine. Do you have any advice for people who want to start something for their lives, like a business or something like that?
So the best advice I could always say is talk and listen. That's kind of probably one of the best things that I learned, is I like to talk. But the other thing is, I also love to listen. And the listening is more important, especially when you find out if there's a specific field you want to do. And here's the thing is, I know some people they consider success being like, I'm going to make lots of money. It sounds really corny, but the truth at the end of the day is, just find a field or something that you feel passionate about that you can survive on. You can make enough money or enough resources to survive on and be happy. But if you want to be successful at it, learn from the people that are currently in the field, but also don't only just focus on that one thing. When you look at people that innovate fields, and like whether you're talking about science, music, engineering, literature, and all this other stuff, the people that innovate and change it are taking things from other parts and other aspects. When I was sitting in my field, it sounds weird because you talk about human rights and international politics, you're just thinking all of us are political degrees. Like, yeah, I have criminal justice. Yes, there's a few lawyers in there, but we had environmental policy people in there, corrections, business, people with business backgrounds. We had people, I think I was the only one from a military background, but you had people from all walks of life. We had teachers in there. We had scientists. We had lawyers. Like, it was just everything. And people came there, and it was great because when we're sitting there and have these conversations, you got so many different perspectives and people with so many different backgrounds and ways to see the world, that's how it goes. So when you're trying to get into a new field or you're trying to prepare yourself, just don't be single-tracked or single-minded, because if you want to really be good or innovative at it, it's always crazy to think about, but like the first people to fly were bicycle Bicycle repair people, the Wright brothers, like they build bicycles. And like now looking back, it's like, oh yeah, they had the skill to like build an aircraft. But you wouldn't think nowadays like airplanes would have anything to do with bicycles. Or the scary, like if you look into like innovation when it comes to like machinery, I know it's kind of about like firearms, but the most famous firearm company right now, which is called Glock, was invented by shovel makers. So if you're trying to get into an industry, you never know where inspiration is going to strike. So it's just, I always tell people just be a sponge and just take all the information in that you can.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do you have any more goals you want to achieve in your future?
It sounds like funny, but the older I've gotten, I think the more my goals kind of shrink. Like your ambitions kind of get lower because it gets to the point it's like, I'm gonna get these
Yeah.
degrees and I'm gonna change the world. It's like now I'm like, I just want to pay off my bills. I just want to get a cabin in the woods, like get a dog. Like it's just, it sounds strange, but it's just like I think it's because you learn what's actually truly important to you. So it's not like I'm going to be president of the United States. Like, I don't want that job. Like, I don't.
Yeah, I think it's also because you learn
Okay.
more about yourself, so you're not looking for yourself anymore.
Well, like, that's the thing is when you're young and you're trying to look at the future's unknown. You're still getting to know yourself. The funny thing is like as how I said through my journey is like when I joined in the military, like because I went that thinking like this is the way that you're supposed to be a man's man. And then I realized like, well, okay, like any man is a man and every woman is a woman, doesn't matter really how they are, like just respect people for themselves. But that journey of understanding that like I had to go through that and I had to be not just in this interesting concept, but like we're always telling people to be okay with others in society, but you also have to learn to be okay with yourself. And then realize, okay, just because my friends have these huge ambitions, it's okay that I don't have these huge ambitions. As like some of my friends, like me and my current partner, we were talking, and like I don't think either one of us are really thinking we want kids, and like that's her choice and my choice. But just because our friends, like our friends and our friends who are getting married and having kids, it's like that's their goals. So I think that's like the like another way to look at it is like you do get to know yourself, and it's just what is important to you. I hope that answered the
Yeah,
question,
okay.
Zach.
And the last question. No, yes, it did. It's fine. And the last question is, have you ever had any inconveniences trying to reach your goals?
No, I don't mean to laugh at the question. It's just, it's going to sound strange like this, but like if you don't have any inconvenience trying to reach your goals, you probably set your goals, your standards too low. Because anything worth
Yeah.
having, you're going to be challenged, you're going to be inconvenienced. Just take it this way. Like I had to completely change my dissertation for my master's this year because of the pandemic, because a month before our first draft was due, a 40,000 of a 15,000 word paper, or like 40 pages, right before like I'm supposed to give the first rough draft of like what I'm going to do, they're like, oh, before you can even go to the ethics review board, which I know is probably stuff that you guys haven't dealt with yet, when you actually have to do like human subject research, when you do interviews or polls or stuff that's, I'm not like dissecting anyone or asking them to tell me about their dreams. That's not where I'm going for it. But like a month before all this was supposed to start, like my university decided we're not going to do any human-based research because of COVID-19. So an entire year's worth of preparation of research, like methods, methodologies, prep questions, all like the books I read to prepare for it, all kind of just had to go to the side. And then I had to like read new books, write a new methodology, write a new thesis, write a whole new way of getting the information I was looking for. So I think that's the most recent obstacle. But I think COVID right now just I think is killing everyone's dreams right now. I'm sure it's making the obstacle for you to finish and get your diploma is kind of crushing that.
Yeah, so there are some things where it's a little, well, it doesn't really help, but also I think we wouldn't really have a podcast if it wasn't for the pandemic because we didn't have anything else to do. So we said, like, hey, let's start a podcast.
It was just an idea, and look where we've gone.
No, and I think it's important too, because I did catch a few of your, like a few of your episodes, and you're trying to do a nice little, like, try and figure out your life in the future. And it's funny because I'm a little bit jealous of your generation to a degree, just because you're getting this kind of one is probably, I feel bad because you don't get, like, a lot of people that are seniors right now aren't getting their proms and they're not doing the big graduations or anything like that. But at the same point, you're getting to see the world change, because the world that school tried to prepare me for no longer exists. If that makes any sense. Like, I'm sure you hear your parents or your grandparents talk about and look at the world and they don't recognize it. And it's really hard for people to recognize it. And after COVID, you're currently watching the world change and how we're going to operate and how jobs are going to work and how government's going to work. How voting's going to react for the next decade or so. I'm not sure if that helps answer your question. I know I'm going very broad and big with these.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The bigger you go, the better this is, because it doesn't matter if we go out of the topic. But I think that's all we have for today.
Oh, well, thanks for having me on. And I hope I was able to answer all your questions.
Yeah, you were. Thanks for coming.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Okay. So I think you can just send that to me.
All right, 1 second.